Hi, good morning, lovely people out there. This is Learning English Through Music, and I'm Linda. Welcome to today's show. Well, it's not a show actually, but let's just call it that for now. 8 o'clock in the morning in my city, it's time to put the record on. Today I would like to share a song called Don't Wanna Know by Maroon 5. It's about love. Life is always about love. So now enjoy the music and we'll talk later. Well, basically I'll be doing all the talking later, me talking to myself. So sad. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, no, I can't. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you. Hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new, yeah. I see we don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool.
No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind, we gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know.
关于分手的歌曲，废话不多说，歌词呢已经解释得特别清楚了。接下来就跟 Linda 一起来看一下应该怎样正确的面对分手。以下大家会听到的短文呢都是原汁原味从国外网站上截取过来的，那么大家一定要注意听其中那些比较地道的表达哦。 So here we go。 分手后不应该做的几件事情。 Things you shouldn't doDo after you break up with someone. The first thing is, 痛苦一定要说出来。 Don't cherish your hurt feelings. Cherish 表示珍藏， hurt 被动形式，被伤害的 feelings 表示感情。 Don't avoid your grief. talk about it with friends, cry, write, or exercise. Just don't indulge in anger. 不要逃避你的痛苦，你可以选择跟好友倾诉，哭出来或者写出来，又或是开始运动健身，千万不要让自己在愤怒当中不得自拔。 Don't avoid your grief. Talk about it with friends. Cry, write, or exercise. Just don't indulge in anger. Indulge, I-N-D-U-L-G-E, 表示沉溺的意思。第二件不要做的事情是什么呢？ Don't assign blame. Assign, A-S-S-I-G-N, 动词表示指派。 Don't assign blame 表示不要去责怪人家。Instead of blaming, find some more neutral things to say, like, we saw things differently, we had some good years, then things changed.Regardless of who did what, blame is never cute on anyone. 与其怨气冲天，倒不如选择客观一点的话语来评价已经分手的这一段恋情。比如说，可以说，我们对事物的观点不一样，我们也有过美好的时光，只是后面呢发生了变故。先不管谁对谁错，分手以后指责对方呢，都不是什么让人光彩的事儿。听一遍 ，Instead of blaming, find some more neutral things to say. For example, we saw things differently. We had some good years. Then things changed. Regardless of who did what, blame is never cute on anyone.接着往下听，不要把一段本来就存在问题的恋爱关系理想化了。Don't idealize a relationship that had problems. 一旦有了感情 ，once bonded， 就算这段恋情关系，这段恋爱关系有多糟糕 ，even if the relationship is terrible， 在分手的时候，男女双方也依然会痛不欲生。Both men and women have trouble breaking away. 但是既然分了，就要往前看。Now that you're out, keep going. 完整的听一遍。Once bonded, 一旦有了感情, even if the relationship is terrible, both men and women have trouble breaking away. Now that you're out, keep going. 往下听。Don't get too dramatic. 不要小题大做啊。单词 dramatic, 它是一个形容词，表示戏剧化的。Don't get too dramatic. 不要太小题大做了。Breakups hurt, but your life is not over. The end of a relationship is a serious opportunity for excitement and newness.分手是痛苦的，但是你的生活还要继续呀。要知道，一段恋情的结束其实是个大好机会，来开启另一段新鲜刺激的旅程。Breakups hurt, but your life is not over. The end of a relationship is a serious opportunity for excitement and newness.好了，以上就是今天可可听歌学英语栏目的所有内容啦。记住 break up 放在一块呢，可以作为名词来使用，它表示分手的意思。还要记住 the end of a relationship is a serious opportunity for excitement and newness， 旧的不去，新的不来，大家一定要记住这一点。好了，我是 Linda， 咱们下期见。And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new.